sure.
Yep.
And if we ever get into an economic situation where people can start selling airplanes, then we can maybe look at it and to a kind of standard we need. But I don't see any need for even spending time on that topic right now.
Okay.
By the commercial activity.
That horse is dead. Stop beating it.
Next item.
All right. The next one.
You just leave the definition in there without.
For now, because it'll say that we'll have insurance. We'll add the statement that with all the other ones, shall maintain insurance specified in Appendix A, and then whatever you all come up with for Appendix A will apply there.
The salesman's got to have that insurance?
I don't know.
I'm not getting all what you're saying here.
Well, we haven't got to the insurance part of that yet, when we do, that will apply. And the insurance requirement may be zero for this. We don't know what that is yet. So we'll leave that in, and, you know, if it turns out to be zero and you think it's silly to leave the definition there, we can talk about that. The next big one is aircraft storage, and I know we got a lot of that going on here. You know, if you're renting hangar space to the public, you're providing an aircraft storage operation. You know, Skip Jones, Garrett.
Over a weekend through a hurricane?
No. If you know, if you're regularly, things change during a hurricane, but you know, if you're offering hangar space to the public to store an airplane, or you know, if you've got a tie down space that you're renting to people, you know, and you're charging money, you're operating a commercial aircraft storage business. The things to think about minimum standards wise there is, you know, accessibility to the airplanes. How much space? Rick, you rent hangar space. I mean, is there anything that would be nice if we made sure Skip had to do for you? You know, I'm sure you wouldn't like it if the hangar was locked the whole time and you had to go to him to get a key and it was only available 4 hours a day. I mean, is there some kind of a standard that we ought to be thinking here?
As a renter of space, the only thing that would concern me there is, I mean, key is a assumed, you know, thing, but the fact that he would not rent space such that, you know, more space than he has to have planes. In other words, park a plane right in the middle of a hangar. We got planes in all four corners and can't get anything out, you know.
Yeah. But that always gets down to just simple business.
Sure.
You know, supply and demand, and if the service offered is acceptable to the person wanting to buy the service. I don't see where the airport, as an owner, get involved other than in their leases, their individual leases that they make to whoever is, like my ground lease specifies, you know, in my lease, yours does. Skip has, terms, I'm sure, in his lease is probably similar to the one in mine.
And that's going to change. The leases are going to be more specific to what you're going to use the property for. And when that changes, the lease will change. But, you know, just to say any aviation purpose, new leases are not going to say that.
Well,
you know, they will say, you know, non-commercial aircraft storage or commercial aircraft storage, you know, commercial aircraft maintenance, et cetera. But
I think, and I'm speaking my own personal opinion here, but I think if I couldn't get my airplane out, it wouldn't take me but a couple times, and I wouldn't be renting space from there. So it becomes a business decision.
Yeah.
Mine might be two. Rick's might be three. You know, everybody has their own personal threshold, and if I couldn't use it as I thought I was renting it to use, then I would find another place to put my aircraft.
Okay.
And that's, so I don't think we as a government agency should be regulating what is already leased property.
There are airports that do that. Specify that the aircraft has to be available 24 hours a day.